Hello, my name's Nick Baxter. I'm the Marketing Officer for the School of Health and Related Research at the University of Sheffield, and today I'm with the authors of the new Health Information and Library Journal paper, Andy Tattersall, Claire Beecroft and Jenny Freeman. The new paper is called Bite-Sized Sessions to Support Research and Teaching, Learn Something New in 20 Minutes. So I'd just like to begin by asking, what is Bite-Sized?
Bite-Sized is it's an informal, lively 20-minute session, as it says it is, to inform people about new resources, new ways of teaching, technologies, new ways to collaborate, pretty much anything really that can be applied in any kind of setting, any kind of academic setting. And it's about kind of planting seeds and ideas, I think.
Yeah. The idea is that you don't learn about, we teach you about it, we give you enough information to go away and discover a little bit more about it. And the unique selling point here is that you bring your coffee and we supply cake.
Yeah, cake's very important.
The cake is critical.
Critical. In the feedback, cake was critical.
Okay, and so how did Bite Size come about?
Well, I started Bite Size in my role as an information professional, trying to figure out new ways to engage with lecturers, teachers, academics, researchers and students. And so I understood that one of the biggest factors is the lack of time and sometimes motivation for people to learn about things. So the easiest way to kind of do that would be to fit it in a time scale that that works around people. And 20 minutes just seemed quite an optimum time. The idea is based on 2020 cricket, the idea of taking something that's established and been around for a long time, such as the 1 or 2 hour workshop, and condensing it into something much shorter and practical and livelier as well.
Cool. And so what kind of sessions have you been running so far?
We've had quite a lot that are focused on specific tools, haven't we? So we've looked at things like Prezi, we've looked at Twitter, we've looked at various altmetrics tools. So as Jenny said, it's always been very focused on this is what the tool is, this is what it does, this is what it could do for you, and then signposting on to further information about where you could learn a bit more about it. Plus, we are always there for sort of questions and stuff afterwards, aren't we?
Yeah, it's very informal.
And we do quite a lot on teaching. So, and we sort of, the teaching topics as well tend to be times to be around the teaching timetable. So we'll have one on peer review of teaching, just as we're starting teaching. And then we'll have ones on examination procedures, which will come around the exam period. And we've done things on voice work, so voice coaching. Yeah.
Everything, quite often reactive to the time. So we've done things on MOOCs. Digital copyright, so it's very flexible in how it's delivered and how the sessions are orchestrated, isn't it?
Yeah, but we've had over 50, 60 of them.
We're about nearly 70 now.
Nearly 70 sessions.
All unique sessions, nothing repeated.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of research? I mean,